That hymn certainly is a favorite, isn't it? Then sings my soul. I like that word too, don't you? Makes it personal. It's one of the words used in Scripture that actually emphasize who you personally are. And you personally believe that God is great. That's a great testimony. If you would, turn in your Bibles to Acts chapter 11. Acts chapter 11. This is usually when we try to take up some of your questions. But just a few things we want to share with you. As I'm thinking about that, Bob wanted me to remind you, Bob and Sue are out of town, as is Ray and Cindy, and they're in charge of the boxes, the Christmas boxes. But they wanted me to remind you that I think it's November 16th is the last day. Yes, last day to get those boxes filled up and ready to go, the Christmas boxes. And so what a wonderful opportunity that is. Get those things stuffed so that we can get them out. Acts chapter 11, word comes to the disciples at the church of Antioch that there's going to be a great famine. Agabus was sent to the church for this purpose and begins to stir up the hearts of those that are there in the church. And it seems as if as we begin to read more in the book of Acts, as well as in other passages, Romans and Corinthians, that this famine particularly hit the region of Jerusalem. Because of that, the church at Jerusalem was going to be suffering quite extensively. The passage starts off in Acts chapter 11 and verse 27 this way. Now at this time, some prophets came down from Jerusalem to Antioch, and one of them named Agabus stood up and began to indicate by the Spirit that there would certainly be a great famine all over the world. This took place in the region of Claudius. And in the proportion that any of the disciples had means. It's an interesting phrase, isn't it? And in the proportion that any of the disciples had means. Now, you and I are disciples if we're followers of Christ, right? Learners of Christ. Each of them determined to send a contribution for the relief of the brethren living in Judea, which was just south of Antioch. And this they did, sending it in charge of Barnabas and Saul to the elders. We're reminded in 3 John verse 5 that it's an opportunity when brethren are in need. And in 3 John, he specifically says, you're accomplishing good things for the brethren. Therefore, you ought to support such men as these. And the point was is that they go out for the sake of the name. We know that when difficulties come, many people suffer. But Scripture is calling upon the church specifically to look after the brethren. In Galatians chapter 6, verse 10, it reads something like this. Be good to all men, especially to the brethren. So God has called us to support such men as these. And we have an opportunity in, most of you know about our ministry in India. And we are their sole support. So they live in a building. We bought it. And if they have a church, we build it. And we have an opportunity again to, as they have purchased a new piece of property, to help with the building of the church. We've let you know how much the expense is. And what we've asked you to do is to begin praying about what the Lord is burdening your heart to give. This key phrase, verse 29 of chapter 11, is, and in the proportion that any of the disciples had means, each of them determined to send a contribution for the relief of the brethren living in Judea. We know that India is not an affluent place, and in particular outside of Kanagar where we minister, we know the needs are great. The people have barely enough, though they do give their offerings, to support in a menial way, a small way, any kind of pastor. Nevertheless, they are faithful in ministry, and we want to support such men as these. The Lord has given us this opportunity. We have a family Bible school, a family Bible church over there, and the Lord has given us this opportunity to help them at this time. So listen to the Spirit of the Lord. We don't do charts, and we don't try to, you know, put that amount up there. We just want you to listen to the Spirit of the Lord. And whatever He tells you to give, you just obey Him. And we know that I think we were kind of surprised that we've been surprised a number of times, just when we bought the school over there, and just how the Lord supplied that need and how quickly it was done. So who knows? When the Spirit of the Lord, He owns a cattle on Thousand Hill. He can supply the needs. And so we just bring it before Him. But no matter how much He burdens your heart, we just obey Him. And we'll give Him thanks for that. Shall we pray? Father, we want to give You thanks for opportunities to become a part of ministering to the brethren. We can't think of anything greater than ministering to the brethren, especially to them. For they've gone out for the sake of the name, really asking nothing for themselves. So Lord, help us to be generous in our spirit. May You lead and guide and direct us. You know what we can do, and You know what You want to do through us. And so we listen to Your voice. In Jesus' name, amen. Mm-hmm.